He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, July the 12th version of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have liftoff today in the market. Hey, Goldman Sachs, where's that valuation bubble you were talking about? Hey, CNN, where's this derailing of the Trump agenda you were talking about as I watch Maxine Waters on TV right now? We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 145 points today, just in time for tomorrow's workshop. That's good, because if the market was down 400 today, I bet we'd have a lot of cancellations. I'm not coming to any stock market workshop. Yeah, bah humbug. Well, it's up 145, so you better reserve a seat. It's at 21,554 right now is the Dow. The S&P is up 17 points to 2,442. The NASDAQ is up 52 points right now, 6,245. Boy, have we had a tech rally since that little correction we had. And I did a lot of buying during that correction. Oil's up a dollar per barrel right now at $46.04. Gold is up $5.50 per ounce right now to $1,220 per ounce. Silver up 16 cents to $16 per ounce. The euro, 1.14. We have the bond market backing off a little bit on some slightly dovish talk coming from Janet Yellen and her cohorts at the Fed. We have the 10-year yield down 5 basis points today, back to 2.32%. So, welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, getting on an airplane, leaving on a jet plane here in a few hours. Headed for Sarasota for our big workshop tomorrow. Boy, timing good. Market hot. Weather hot. It's all good. Weather cool here in San Diego. We're going to get an update here in a moment from Rob Sanford, who is there. He has boots on the ground now in Sarasota. And let's talk to Rob real quickly, get an update on life in Sarasota right now. Rob, do we have you?
I'm here. Yeah, it's not boots on the ground. It's flip-flops on the ground here in Sarasota.
I'm bringing mine.
Well, you're going to need them, buddy. It's we flew in last night, and when we landed, it was 94, and the humidity was 91%. So that's where we're at.
It's
beautiful here. It's a beautiful, clear morning here in Sarasota. I'm headed over to the Hyatt Regency downtown as we speak. I'm driving in the car headed over there just to check the facilities. We're looking forward to seeing all of the Bill Gunderson fans. And then every afternoon, according to my in-laws, now remember, my in-laws have a beautiful house on a lake here that has baths in the lake, and then they have a swimming pool also. And the boys are in the pool, and so I'll get a chance to bass fish and watch them in the pool. And then we'll have our giant Gunderson tour event tomorrow night. I'm excited to see everybody.
Can I bass fish from the pool?
No. Here's why. In Florida, they enclose all their pools in mosquito mesh.
That's true.
In cages.
That's true. I can't cast through that.
No, you can't. That's the only reason you couldn't do that, because otherwise you could make a cast from the pool into the lake.
Wow.
But it's enclosed in a mosquito mesh.
So bring the mosquito repellent.
Yeah, I've already got a couple, but that's just standing out there last night.
Well, there's no mosquito bites in the market. Our timing is good. The market's up 145. you know, yesterday they tried to make a big deal out of this Trump Jr. emails. Okay, there's the smoking gun. There's the impeachment of Donald Trump. There goes the Trump agenda. Yesterday, we're sitting here at work. You're in the air, so you missed this. As soon as they announced that Don Trump Jr. released his emails, the market immediately goes down 100 points.
Oh, my goodness.
And I yell over to Steven. I said, Steven, let's buy some stocks quick. I said, this is ridiculous. And certainly, you know, by the end of the day, it was back up 25 points. Can you believe? I mean, it's just they just want to impeach this guy. They're not going to leave him alone. And I talked to Salem yesterday. They're ready for us. We will be broadcasting from the studio in Sarasota, in Tampa, actually, is where their studios are, live tomorrow. And we will have the news is going to cover our arrival there. ABC Channel 7 local news.
That's great.
Contacted me, and they want to interview me tomorrow before the workshop.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah, we're creating quite a buzz there in Sarasota, and
I'm going to be your roadie today. I'm going to head over and make sure all the tables are going to be set up. I'm going to go get the PA equipment ready to go. So I'll be wearing the black T-shirt that says All Access Pass Gunderson's. What is it? The crew, stage crew. That's what I am. Stage crew.
Yeah, you left my shirt on my desk last night. Gunderson fishing team. I love it.
How about
it's
that?
Beautiful. It's got a colorful Dorado on it, and it's about as colorful as the market is today. And
there you go.
You know, while you're on vacation, you can feel sorry for the poor Congress. They're going to work. You missed this too. They're going to work an extra 2 weeks in August.
Poor guys.
Trump's not letting them go home without a healthier bill. And I think that's also boosting the market right now. And, of course, if they could clear out that health care bill, we could move on to tax reform. And in the meantime, Amazon's got their Prime Day. Did you get any? I bought one bargain during Prime Day yesterday.
Whitney bought a Kindle Fire book reader that she got for $28.
That's unbelievable. They're practically giving those Kindle Fires away these days.
Well, and, she loves to read. She bought a $28 one with free shipping. I don't know how they can do that.
I don't know. They're going to make $10.42 this year in earnings or something like that. It just seems to me like you got to own Amazon. I mean, how can you not own Amazon? They're expected to make $11.41 in earnings next year.
Wow.
Stocks at 1,001 today. And what else did I read about that they're getting into? You know, what aren't they getting into is a better question to ask.
Well, I want to know when Amazon starts offering fishing charters.
Here it is. They're going to start offering real estate agents, okay? You know, they're going to go ahead. Yeah, they're going to go head-to-head with Zillow. They're going to have a hire a realtor page suggesting that the retailer will be adding real estate agents to a burgeoning professional services marketplace. Okay, so maybe we can sell the app and the newsletter and radio show and content on the professional services marketplace. They're getting into everything.
Wow.
Well, you have a good time back there, and
okay, my friend.
We'll be joining you.
Okay. We're going to go catch a snook this evening, and then after I get all your stuff ready to go, we'll have a good time tomorrow. I'll see you at the Hyatt tomorrow morning.
Okay, all right, sounds good. That's Rob Sanford checking in from Sarasota. Flip-flops on the ground there, and I'm anxious to walk on those white beaches of Sarasota. We got other news on a lot of best stocks now. We just talked about Amazon, which we own here in our premier growth portfolio. Visa is pushing small businesses to go cashless, completely cashless. Hey, I've been cashless for a long time. My wife rifles my wallet over the weekends, I think. You know, I said, I know I had $60 in here. What happened? But anyways, Visa says with 70% of the world or more than 5 billion people, okay, are connected via mobile device by 2020. Can you believe this? What are there in the world? 7 billion people, 5 billion are now connected by mobile devices. We have an incredible opportunity to educate merchants and consumers alike on the effectiveness of going cashless, says Visa Merchant Solutions exec Jack Forstel. And that's another stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital is Visa. So I was watching the All-Star game last night. I saw MasterCard doing a lot of the advertising during the All-Star game. Yeah. MasterCard also a great best stock now in this environment. You got to realize these are the Coca-Colas, the General Electrics, the IBMs, and the Sears of today. While the other stocks have come and gone and their best years are behind them, these best stocks now still have their best years ahead of them. That's why you want to be invested in them right now. We'll talk about several more when we come back. It's Bill Gunderson from San Diego, California. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, it all began back in 2009, March of 2009, when the S&P 500 intraday hit 666, and here we are above 2,400. I put out a buy signal in my newsletter on March 27th of 2009. Earnings have been growing ever since then in the market. That's what I take my cue from, not only in the markets, but in individual stocks. Equities follow earnings. Bonds follow interest rates. And I continue to say that the better of the two by far right now continues to be equities ownership as opposed to lending money to companies and to governments. Central banks are now tightening the screws. The era of easy money and printing money and QE this and QE that and bond buyback here and bond buyback there is over with. And when the European Central Bank started to turn bearish here recently, that was really the final shoe to drop on the bond market. And I do not like the bond market going forward. Now, the stock market has had several challenges to it over the last 8 or 9 years, but it's always come back to earnings. We're looking for 10% increase in earnings this year in the S&P 500, another 7 or 8% next year. The consensus right now, and I'm right in there with it, is 9% upside potential for the S&P over the next 12 months if these earnings expectations stay in place. And that's without any kind of tax reform. So it's not true that it's already baked into the cake, tax reform. The optimism is baked into the cake. But tax reform would improve those numbers that are already out there. It would drop more money to the bottom line of highly profitable companies if they paid less in taxes. The market gets even more interesting should we get tax reform. Now, of course, we take it a day at a time and a week at a time. And we continue to watch individual companies and those components of the S&P 500. But the overall market continues to look quite good from a valuation point of view, from where else are you going to invest right now point of view. In fact, I think it's downright dangerous investing in a dangerous bond market where you're finally seeing the tightening, you're finally seeing rising interest rates. I made the point yesterday, why would I want to buy a Lockheed Martin bond when I can buy a Lockheed Martin share of stock or 100 shares of stock and get a dividend yield and have potential for capital appreciation going forward? Now, at some point in time, yes, the economy will start to falter. Earnings will start to plateau. Well, we'll take it a day at a time. And that's when you want to scale back in the stock market. If things start to get ugly like they did in 2007, 2008, 2009, you can always buy some inverse ETFs that will go way up if the market starts to go way down. So we just take every single day, day at a time, we look in our toolbox, and we continue to look for the best stocks. Now, we've talked about a few of them here so far. I'll be talking about a lot of them tomorrow night at the workshop in Sarasota, talking about the current conditions of the market, where the best opportunities lie at the current time, what the forecasts are for the future, where we're at right now in the cycle. I'll try to cram as much in there as I possibly can. But every day on my show, obviously, I talk about those stocks in the news, those best stocks now like Amazon, Visa, talk next a little bit about Netflix, which is another one we own. In my opinion, these are the Mercks, the IBMs, the Coca-Colas, which are no longer growing stocks of yesteryear, I call them. These are the stocks of today. These are the best stocks now. That's the whole theory and what I have built my entire little business around here through the Best Stocks Now app, which points to these on a daily basis, through the show, Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, which I bring to you every day, Monday through Friday, 1 hour live, through the weekly newsletter, Best Stocks Now, which, you know, last time I looked, the Ultra Growth account is up 17 to 18% so far this year. It's having a huge day again today. One of the stocks in that account is Netflix. There's news out today on Netflix. They're studying app downloads and content tracking. It indicates that Netflix has strong momentum in Q2. Well, you know, there's all kinds of ways to try to predict if a company will beat earnings or if a company will not beat earnings. It's all I know. Netflix has a heck of a head of steam right now. It's rebounding quite sharply from its recent pullback, its recent sell-off. UBS also thinks that Netflix is seeing substantial improvements in Europe in particular. Guidance from Netflix is for 600,000 U.S. new subscribers in Q2, with another 2.6 million international ads. UBS thinks this could be topped. So we'll see. You know, I just take it quarter by quarter, watch their earnings, watch their valuations. Another issue that we faced recently, NASDAQ went through some nasty spills on valuation concerns. I stuck my neck out on the line. I wrote an article in the newsletter. I sent out a special bulletin to all my followers. No, there is no tech bubble. I was around when there was a tech bubble in the year 1999 and 2000. That was a tech bubble. This is not a tech bubble. You know, a company like Facebook is still trading at a discount to its growth rate. That was unheard of back in the year 2000. We had PEG ratios of 5 and 10 and ridiculous numbers. The NASDAQ was so bloated it took 17 years to get back to where it was in those days. It is not bloated today. If it was, I would tell you it is. Now, there are certain stocks that look bloated to me. But there's lots and lots of good quality growth stocks. You say, well, why do you like tech stocks? I like a lot of other stocks besides tech stocks. You say, they've contributed most of the results in the market indexes. Isn't it time to move on? No, because they've contributed most of the growth in earnings. If stocks follow earnings, it only makes sense that those companies that are growing the earnings the fastest are the best stocks to be invested in. Would you rather own a Ford auto stock right now? Would you rather own a oil and gas equipment stock with oil hovering around $45, $50 per barrel? There's no growth there right now. Everything is cyclical, and right now that growth is coming from the tech sector and other niche areas of the market, which are represented in the portfolios that I run in my newsletter. If you haven't seen the newsletter, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. I pour my heart and soul into it every Friday, Saturday morning, for all my followers, clients, my live trading subscribers, etc. SunTrust bullish on Bluebird Bio. In a note to investors, SunTrust analyst Ed Nash says recent weakness in Bluebird Bio is a buying opportunity. Well, I agree, and I did buy a little bit yesterday for new clients. But having said that, it's just a 2.5% overall position in my ultra growth portfolio. That's for my more aggressive clients. When we come back, I'll talk about one for my more conservative clients. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency Downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Embassy Suites Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we do have a very big day going on in the market today. Good timing with the workshop coming up tomorrow, the live workshop in Sarasota. I'll be joining Rob Sanford there tonight, and we'll be broadcasting from Sarasota live tomorrow and Friday. ABC News, local Channel 7 in Sarasota, has contacted us and will be interviewing me sometime tomorrow before the workshop. So a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz around that that Hyatt Regency in the downtown Sarasota area. I'm excited. I really am. I'm anxious to meet everybody and have a little fun down there. We have the market, like I say, having a very good day here. We've talked about several best stocks now so far. The market continues to hang on every word coming from Mitch McConnell's mouth, every word coming from just about everybody's mouth back in Washington, D.C. Yesterday, on news that Don Trump Jr. released his email string with the Russian lawyer, the market immediately goes down 100 points. I go, this is ridiculous. Are you kidding me? And it quickly recovered, you know. I mean, it's just so stupid sometimes. The things I see, I remember, you know, two months ago when I was meeting with the Scott Trade Advisory Council, and we were meeting with Ameritrade also, who's buying out Scottrade. I don't have any updates for you there. I tried to get one yesterday. I haven't heard anything. They might be in a quiet period right now back there. I remember that was the day the market went down 372 points. I had to send out a special bulletin saying, you know what, relax, stay the course. The earnings still look good. That was all about, well, Trump's going to be impeached this time. We finally have the smoking gun. Aha, there it is. There was collusion with him and the Russians. They stole the election. Well, it turned out not to be true. Then we had the flash crash in the NASDAQ, which took Amazon down 6 or 7% in one day on a call by Goldman Sachs that there was a valuation bubble in the market ready to burst, and especially in the technology stocks. I followed up with a special bulletin to my followers and a lengthy article the next day, with backed up by numbers, not just a hunch, but by numbers showing, you know what, look at these PEG ratios. Look at these forward PE ratios. You can't even begin to compare this. Now, it's not cheap, but you can't even begin to compare this NASDAQ with 2000. That's ridiculous. These are their survivors now that survived the dot-com bubble and the dot-com crash. Amazon.com's a survivor. Netflix is a survivor, and on and on and on. And these companies are big, powerful companies. Just like General Electric and Coca-Cola and Home Depot were years ago, even decades ago in some cases, these are the stocks of today that are changing the way we do business. They're watching the health care bill back there in Washington. They're going to work an extra 2 weeks. I think that's putting a little buoyancy under the market here today. It shows that they're committed. They're determined. They're not going to let this pro-growth agenda be derailed. I think they will eventually get something on health care. And I know it's going to happen. There's going to be some kind of tax reform, pro-business tax reform happen. We continue to have the second highest corporate tax rate in the world, only just a little microscopic bit behind Japan, but way ahead of Europe, the UK, and China at 25%. We're at 35 to 40%. We need to be more competitive here in America. We've talked about Amazon and Amazon Prime. That's a stock I own in my Premier Growth portfolio. Now they're getting into the real estate business. They're going to tackle Zillow's hold that they have on real estate listings. It's becoming the everything store more and more, which on one hand, if you own the stock, it's a good thing. But if you're watching as an antitrust monopolistic type of entity, you have to say, on the other hand, this is a little bit scary here. This Jeff Bezos guy that wanting to create the everything store. Visa, in the news today, they want to keep driving merchants to a cashless society. Netflix looking for better than expected subscriber growth. We'll see about that. SunTrust is bullish on Bluebird Bio. All right, those are more of the aggressive stuff. Oh, one other one. Apple is now going to start using PayPal. I'm glad to see that. I like to see that a lot. I like PayPal. I think PayPal is a stock of today. And we've got NVIDIA in the news today. One other one now. Now I want to talk to the more conservative folks. I got a hunch in Sarasota, it's not a young teenage crowd, okay? It's not like we have our areas out here in California. Pacific Beach would be one. It's known for its party city on a Friday night and 21-year-olds and 22. They're out till 2 a.m. You know, my bedtime's 8:30, and I got a hunch Sarasota is more my cup of tea down there. You know, people are going to start yawning. I know I can't drone on in the workshop. It's bedtime, man. What are you thinking here? I got to get home, take my pills. Well, I think a lot of people are more conservative investors, and I think there's better alternatives to the bond market right now. The bond market scares me to death. It makes my right eye twitch, and it makes my left eye wiggle, and the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I don't like what these two big veterans in the market, one in the bond market, one in the stock market, Jeff Gundlach and Ray Dalio, had to say. I called the top in the bond market a year ago. It's down significantly since then. Rates are up significantly since then. And Gundlach says that the rout in the bond market is only just beginning. And I would say the same thing. It's still in the first inning. It's still in the first or second inning. There's going to continue to be a rout in the bond market. So what's an income investor going to do? Well, it's like I said, why not own the stock of Lockheed Martin instead of owning the bonds, the corporate bonds of Lockheed Martin? Yesterday, the U.S. State Department has approved a possible $3.9 billion Patriot missile system to Romania in a move likely to anger Russia. Vladimir Putin has said his country will be enforced to enhance its own missile strike capability in response. The game of cat and mouse goes on. According to the Defense Security Cooperation Agency, the prime contractors under the contract for the Patriot missile system in Romania would be Raytheon and Lockheed Martin. And I talked about Lockheed Martin yesterday. I talked about Lockheed and their THAAD missile defense system, which so far is 14 out of 14. And they're not making any promises, but so far, 14 out of 14. You really don't want it to be 14 out of 15, because that crazy guy over there in North Korea is bound and determined to lob a interballistic missile carrying a nuclear warhead headed for some area of the United States of America. So, you know, I own Lockheed Martin in my dividend account. It's continuing to hit new highs. It continues to pay a good dividend. Boeing hit new highs yesterday. Raytheon also is a very good-looking dividend-paying stock. It's not too difficult to put together a good portfolio of 25 or 30 of these types of stocks that are paying dividends but also have the potential for capital appreciation. That's my income and growth portfolio. It's unconstrained. I can own bonds in there if I want to. I can own inverse bonds if I want to. I can own dividend-paying stocks. I can own real estate investment trust, the best income investments that I can find. But I always have a caveat. I like to have potential for capital appreciation, too, on top of those dividends. I don't see that happening in the stock market or in the bond market. I think you have much more potential for capital depreciation than you have for capital appreciation. And yet the stock market continues to have favorable winds blowing behind it. southerly winds blowing us into warmer waters and the tropical fish and this kind of thing. That's continuing to happen in the equities market. I don't like traditional asset allocation trying to force me into a box where one end of the box is starting to leak badly. No. I like to have my options available to me. I continue to avoid the bond market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency Downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Embassy Suites Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, earnings season is underway now. We're starting to get a few just trickling in. Tomorrow, or actually Friday, will be a pretty big day when we start to get the big banks, the JP Morgans, the Citigroups of the world reporting earnings for the second quarter of 2017, which ended about 2 weeks ago. And we are now in the third quarter of 2017. But here's the expectations right now for the earnings season that we are in, that we are currently in. As of today, 5% of the companies in the S&P 500 have reported earnings. That's just 10 companies for the second quarter of 2017. So far, 78% have beat their earnings estimates, while 87% have beat their sales estimates. So we have a very small sampling so far, but so far, so good. This week, we will have six S&P 500 companies that are scheduled to report results for the second quarter. I saw one this morning. I think it was Fastenal, which is in the S&P 500. They beat earnings by a little bit. But here's the money line, okay? For this quarter, analysts are projecting earnings growth of 6.5% versus this same quarter last year, and revenue growth of 5%. In fact, we're going to have record earnings again. We have a stabilization in the price of oil. The energy sector should have the best earnings growth quarter over or year over year when you compare quarters, because if you remember last year, in January of last year, oil got down to $26-$27 per barrel, and that had a big impact on earnings. But now, with the recovery in oil prices and the stabilization, now we're going to see the biggest earnings increase in that particular sector, even though that sector doesn't look so good right now. And the one that still looks good, information technology and technology stocks, they should report the biggest growth in earnings next to the energy patch. And we're looking for a very good quarter. But, like I say, there's going to be about 5,000 or 6,000 companies that will be publicly reporting their earnings here over the next several weeks. Some will be good, some will be bad, but overall, looking for 6.5% growth. That's very good. The first quarter of this year was 9.6% growth. That's why we're having a good year so far in the market this year, because the market and indexes and stocks follow earnings. Now, this quarter that is currently underway, which is the third quarter of 2017, as of right now, analysts are projecting earnings growth of 7.3% and revenue growth of 5.1%. So we have a good quarter underway right now with good expectations. And for the fourth quarter of this year, analysts are projecting growth of 12.4% in earnings. And when we compare this entire year, 2017, With 2016, we're expecting almost 10% growth in earnings. Well, what's the market up so far? The market's up about 8 or 9% so far this year. If you don't believe me that earnings, that markets don't follow earnings, just look at a graph of earnings since 2009. I publish this in my newsletter. I update it in my newsletter every single weekend. It's the earnings of the S&P 500 on an annual basis since 2005. You can see the decline. You can see earnings topping out back in 2006, declining in 2007. Next thing you know, we were in a horrible recession, and the market was in a bear market that was led by a drop in earnings. Earnings finally bottomed out in 2009. They've been growing ever since. We're looking for phenomenal earnings this year and next year. And unless that changes, or unless the market gets too darn expensive, the market still makes sense. There is no valuation bubble. It's not cheap. Forward PE ratio 17.4 right now. But it's sustainable given the low interest rate environment. Given the options that we have of places to invest right now, stocks are a little bit more valuable than normal because of the trouble that the bond market is in, and that's going to make stocks more desirable. When stocks are more desirable, they can trade at a little bit higher multiples than they have in the past. But even having said that, these are not ridiculous multiples that we're at today. Even the NASDAQ, I want to say that the NASDAQ's P.E. ratio right now is around 20, 21, somewhere in there. It's not 100 like it was in the year 2000. And we're not even taking into account tax reform right now. That could add another 10% upside potential, another 10% in earnings. Remember, earnings that are reported are after-tax earnings. If you lower taxes, after-tax earnings will go higher. Well, I think I've said about all I can say here. We'll be heading back to Florida here this morning and be broadcasting from Sarasota tomorrow. Watch for us on Channel 7 ABC back there. I don't know if that will be Thursday, Friday. I hope it's not Thursday. That's the workshop Thursday. I don't want people staying home, you know, that kind of thing. But looking forward to meeting. And then, of course, Atlanta next week at the perimeter, the Embassy Suites perimeter. I'll be writing a newsletter from Florida on Friday and Saturday. Get on our weekly mailing list. The newsletter has kept you in the market since 2009. And I'll do my best to warn you when trouble is ahead. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Remember, my main gig here is a money manager. I'm a fee-only money manager. I have clients all across America. I have four different portfolios. I have aggressive growth, a conservative, I call it the premier growth. I have my income portfolio, growth and income portfolio, and I have a mutual fund and ETF portfolio for some of those tag-along Roth IRAs and college accounts and this and that. And as always, in each one, we're looking for the best stocks that we can possibly find that fit the strategy. They have to be undervalued, and they have to be performing. They have to have that rare combination that really narrows things down. In the end, I call them best stocks now. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.